Now, this isn't to deny, I should add, that rape is a serious problem on campus. There are real rapes. There are lots of them. There are way too many of them. But the scare that we're seeing is way out of proportion to that problem, and the remedies are not going to solve that problem. The resulting system of oppression rests on a foundation of statistical myths, lies, to put it more directly, about the incidence of rape on campuses and the claim that nearly all accused males are guilty. Most widely repeated, you've probably heard this, is the statistical myth that 1 in 5 college women is sexually assaulted while there. That's a staggering number, outrageously and irresponsibly trumpeted by former President Obama, Vice President Biden, and many others. In fact, the best available crime statistics compiled by the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics indicate that about 1 in 100 college women is raped, and another 1 or 2 in 100 is subjected to a lesser sexual assault while there. Way too many. A serious problem, but a tenth the scope of the problem that the media are trumpeting.